Hey guys, on today's episode, I am going to introduce you to someone who's really a fighter, who has big ideas and doing big things in our country, and it's really exciting. And one of the big things she's doing is taking back the travel industry, where, you know, they tell you you have to mask up and you have to have the shots and you have to have the vax passport. She's taken that and she is throwing that all away, and you have the freedom to travel without getting asked to show all this stuff or requiring the jab and so on and so forth. But she's doing so much more than that. So on today's episode, I am talking to a really wonderful person who's taking her God-given talents and treasures and doing something amazing with it to bring freedom to you and I. And that's on today's episode. But please like, share, and subscribe. I could really use your help and get the word out, especially about today's show. So please share, please like, and please subscribe. When you're on my website, I really could use some financial support. I opened up a donate button there on the website. So if you could spare 5, 10, 20 bucks, that would be so wonderful and help me keep this show going, because I do need some financial assistance. There's things I need to do, and it's without the lack of funding, I can't get that done. So if you can consider doing that and being an angel investor of the Amber May Show, that'd be great. I'd love to carry on the conversation more on our Telegram channel. So visit me at the Amber May Show on Telegram. I would love to have more conversation. I post a lot more there than I do here, so you're going to get more content there, as I'm always posting on our Telegram channel. So find me there. Consider supporting our sponsors, because they're patriots and they're giving you a discount. It's a win-win-win for everyone. We're voting with our wallet. We're supporting patriot-owned businesses, and they're giving my viewers and listeners a discount at the same time. So please check out that on the AmberMayShow.com's website under promos, and also in the links below, you can find that as well, the discounts to our sponsors. Well, without further ado, please share again this episode, because we want as many freedom lovers as possible to realize what is at their fingertips. And so my next guest is coming up right now. Told you guys I am having an alternative to the major airlines, and joining me today is Susan Sweeney. She is the owner of Freedom Travel Alliance. Welcome, Susan, to the program. I'm so glad to have you here with us.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. Yeah, we're the best kept secret in travel, we've been saying. So we're trying to get our name out there in a way that makes sense now.
Exactly. So when I met you, it was kind of in the middle of COVID, and you got up and you did this presentation, and I was just mesmerized. I thought, wow, what a great way to take an issue and a problem and turn it into a solution, not only to help your own family, but to help other families across the nation, because it was awful when, you know, they're forcing your arm. It's not a choice. It was a coercion. Either you do this and get the shot, or you can't go anywhere. You can't do anything. And that's not a choice. That's under duress. You know, you're making someone do under duress, and it's an experiment, and you're making someone take an experiment under duress. So I know your background, you know, but how about you fill in my audience with the background and how you got started with this Freedom Travel Alliance?
Yeah, let's back up to, I am originally from New Jersey. I'm in the beautiful sunny state of Florida now. My family and I have relocated. And, but when we were in New Jersey in the middle of the pandemic, we started to look and see inside of the inner cities that they were doing stage 2 and 3 clinical trials inside of the inner cities. And the next level to that was them knocking on the doors, asking anyone if they wanted to take this jab. Wow. And I looked at my husband one night, especially after both the House and the Senate decided to pass the law against using harvested organs from the CCP, because they were believing that they were illegally being harvested. I started freaking out. I said, this is going to happen here. What are we going to do when they come knocking on our door? I don't have an escape route. My son cannot receive another vaccine based on his history, and nor should we be forced to take any type of experimental biologic. And I looked at him and I said, we need planes. And we joked now because he looked at me and he said, you are crazy. And I said, well, I might be, but we still need an escape route. And Freedom Travel was born from that desire to protect my son and make sure that if something happened, we had an escape plan. That ended up being what it is today, where I'm proud to say as of November, we've had 25 flights. And that's just the November of this year. We average about one flight a week, helping those that need to escape their tyrannical governments, leave using what we, most of us in this world now know of the PMA structure. And
for those charters. Of you don't know what that means, that's Private Membership Association.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have a friend, Josh Barnett and David Jose, and they were very big on pushing the PMA. So I'm glad you brought that up.
Yeah, it's important because then we get to do our freedom flights with our freedom travelers. And so you know who you're flying with. We're all of like mind and values and morals and courage. And what I've seen over this last year and a half of our travelers leaving everything they had behind or selling it all off just to be able to save their families from continuous rule changing, lockdowns, masks, scarcity of jobs, income, banking, education. Mm-hmm. I've seen a courage that I never thought I'd ever see in my lifetime by families, not just moms, not just dads, grandparents, people that are looking to save their pets. You know, this is an endeavor. But now, as we enter the next phase of this pandemic, and we come up against all these different June and November primaries, I think that it's more important that we gather around each other and support like-minded, freedom-minded businesses that started in the midst of this nonsense. Mm-hmm. Because I am seeing that when we link arms, like I said, 25 flights, there's no stopping us.
That's wonderful. I bet there's no shortage of pilots, you know, on these big commercial airlines. These people are getting their flights canceled, long wait lines. They don't have the pilots to be flying these planes. I'm not sure if it's because of the jab or if it's because they laid off employers during COVID or a combination of all of the above. I'm not really sure what's going on, but the travel agents, the travel planes, the commercial airlines are in a massive turmoil right now.
I'm so okay with that. I'm so okay with that, you guys, because if you stood strong this whole time, then you should be flying with us anyway.
Yeah.
And the only way we're going to get to having those bigger aircrafts is if we show a force of team human building together the new way. We call ourselves the evolution in travel. This was the travel. When was the last time you had a good time on a plane? I mean, this is pre-COVID.
Right.
You'd have to take your belt off, stand up, sit down, fight just to get onto a plane.
Yeah, the times I remember as a girl growing up in the 80s and 90s, and I loved to fly in the 80s and 90s. I understand, you know, 9/11 really changed things, but, you know, I travel into Israel, and their terrorist attacks are far more than the United States, and it's a lot easier, in my opinion, to travel in and out of Israel via flights than to do it in the United States. And I don't know, either their system is so much better because they deal with it on a regular basis. I don't know, or that our government's just too overbearing. I'm not sure. I just know it's easier to fly in and out of Israel than it is for me to fly in and out of Arizona. Yes.
You need to come fly with us. So if those that don't understand private travel, it's a such different experience. Now, that's why the rich and famous do it. I know that. We know that. But my goal is to make it something. I'm a mom. I want to be able to bring this to the masses. And this month, we're really excited to be able to offer a 30-passenger charter flight, which is going to bring those prices much more closer to that first-class ticket. And then my goal is that by next year, we're able to say, look at our big freedom flight that we have, our own fleet inside of buses and trains and cruise ships. But it has been broken, to your point. And this is the time to change all of it, our banking, our education.
Yes.
Our voting, our you know, our healthcare or lack of healthcare. Mm-hmm. and travel. So the idea that we think that once taken will be given back. Those I'm sure that are listening to your podcast are aware enough that that's never going to happen. We see relaxing. We see them turning down the heat on that, you know, pot of frogs on the stove we call ourselves. Mm-hmm. And then when they decide to ramp it back up with the mask specs on, if you look in Spain, they just added that you have to be boosted to get in. We watch the laws all day long inside of Freedom Travel, and they're changing all the time. You're not hearing that on CNN. This is making Fox. Canada alone changes their rules every 14 days. So
how many days? Every 13?
Every 14.
14? Every 14 days. And is it just travel laws or just laws in general?
Transportation. Let's just look at transportation laws, and they constantly. So we only run our trips, most of our trips, from 1 to 13. We've been lucky that we still sit inside the lawful regulations in all of our countries the way we have people move. And once you become a member, we share that secret sauce. But it is a stressful moment in travel. It's a stressful moment, whether you're a pilot, and we had about 5,000 reach out to us when we first started saying, are you hiring? And I hope to God I can say yes very soon to them, to the passengers. And then you throw some of the moms like myself, whose son, you know, suffered a vaccine injury. It's hard to travel with those that have sensitivities. So my hope is that people continue to grow with us and show the world, the JetBlues, it didn't matter that you mandated it. We're going over here now. We got to stop telling people what not to do and show them what to do. So I'm telling you, don't travel with them. Travel with us.
Describe it. What is it like to travel with you? What's the experience like?
Yeah. So you come into our organization as a member, and with your membership, you get access to our back office, and we call it the members lounge, where you can meet, connect, and look at different flights that we have currently running. If you want to join a flight, which is called a flight share program, we have those posted in our members lounge. If you want to create a flight, you can go in and do your own inquiry to get a quote from our own in-house charter broker that would quote you out what you need from a point A to point B. In addition to that, we have something amazing called the Freedom Travel Guide. I call it the alternate Amazon. And we have about 3,000 different businesses, providers, and product producers inside of there that are global. We have members in 181 countries. So once you've decided where you want to go or who you want to fly with, the next thing is as easy as emailing at hello@freedomtravelalliance.com to book your seat. And you can pay in crypto or credit card.
Wow, you're taking crypto. Look how fancy you got. That's fantastic. And so once you're on the plane, how many seats are on a plane?
It depends. So again, there's the a la carte version. So you can say, we had a family of 9. So we found a 12 passenger for him. We have this one coming up at the end of this month that we're going to be running once a month out of Canada to Florida. And that's a 30 passenger. Everything in between. And then I don't know if you guys are familiar with His Glory, Pastor Dave.
Yes, of course. We've moved
him in just a 3 passenger. So it all just depends.
Okay.
What you need and what you're looking for. That's the best part of charter, but that's also the most challenging part because obviously privates do cost more. Mm-hmm. But you're paying for reliability, coming into an airport that's secluded. So you're not walking through the the lines at them. You're there 30 minutes before. You walk in, we know who you are. They're ready for you. They take your luggage and whoosh, there you go. And
oh my gosh. You get off the plane. I don't know what that would feel like to travel. Like the other side travels very, very, wow. That's just,
it's very easy.
Yes, that's the word I was looking for. I was like, wow, that sounds amazing. And then I assume there's going to be some kind of beverage service on the flight or.
Yeah, so there's always some kind of catering on board, and that depends on where you're headed to and how long the trips are. Some of our trips are only 30 minutes, so I joke about the time. By the time you bring your coffee or get your coffee, you're not even going to finish it before you're landing again. And then some of them are 4.5 hours through all of our cross borders. We had our very first flight back in February of 2021 go from Ireland to Mexico.
Oh!
And she paid in crypto for that trip. So we literally have families from around the world using our services in order to maintain their integrity and maintain their natural freedom thinking and to make sure that it's lawful. And then, I mean, not many people actually of my generation remember what it's like to use a travel agent, but we're very similar to that. Where once you come in, we handhold you all the way through. We get you connected. We want you to meet like-minded members where you're landing. We want to get you connected into the right type of healthcare or doctors in those areas. Outschooling, onschooling, unschooling, all of those groups are sitting there inside of all of our different places. I have about 48 families that moved from Canada here to the Sarasota area. And I, again, like I said, we're here at one of the locations meeting up with them to build communities. So I am all hands on deck, which is a lot different than a lot of CEOs out there. But I know this is about Team Human.
Hey, I'm going to get to that thought in just a second, but right now I'm going to take a quick break. So many of us think that sleep is a luxury. Sleep is not a luxury. Sleep is a necessity. It's going to help you restore all your bodily functions, help your body recover, recoup. It's something that we need to function on a daily basis. We need to feel restful. And if you're not feeling restful because you're not getting a proper night's sleep, then I have something just for you. I just absolutely adore Dr. Stella. She comes out with some great supplements. And here's one of the newest ones she came out with, and it's Kobe Sleeps. So if you have trouble going to sleep at night and you want a more restful night's sleep, go to drstellamd.com, go to her supplement section and purchase this and use promo code AmberMay, one word, and you'll save some money there. Not only does it help promote a more restful night's sleep, it helps with stress and joint function. So if you have stress, you have joint function, you're also not getting a good restful night's sleep, you need to go to drstellamd.com, get these Kobe Sleep Bites right now, and save money by using promo code AmberMay. Hey, so when you are a guest at the Amber May's house, you get luxury. And how you get luxury is I have this sleeping couch, this sleeper sofa, and you're telling me that's not luxury. It is when you put a MyPillow mattress topper on it. All my guests that have come over and stayed at my house have really enjoyed this sleeper sofa, which says a lot because they're getting to sleep on the MyPillow pillows. And you get the MyPillow mattress topper, and then it doesn't stop there with the luxury, because when you shower at the Anna Mae Show's house, you get to have a MyPillow towel. I don't have the kids using it. I just let the adults have the luxury, so the adults get to use the MyPillow, and they're phenomenal. And right now, there's a massive sale going on with the MyPillow towel. So you should really put luxury into your home and live it every day like Amber May does every day. So I have a MyPillow mattress topper on my bed. I use the MyPillow sheets, the MyPillow towels, MyPillow slippers. I live luxury and I don't have to pay the luxury price because MyPillow has promo code. So use my name, Amber, and save up to 66% off, and you can live luxurious as well. Are listening to the Amber May Show, and now we return to the show already in progress. So you're doing far more than just booking travel. I mean, wow, you are, you're like a social club almost. Like if you need to connect with someone, then Susan Sweeting's the one to meet, because she's going to put you in touch with people in your local area. And not only that, she's going to help you tell you like what businesses, because you have that wonderful place on your website. So if you're a patriot and you want to have your business in the directory, I just filled mine out today, then you can go to freedomtravelalliance.com, and there's a tab there where you can fill in your business information and then get put into that directory, so that that's just another resource that Susan offers her travel companions. So that's phenomenal.
It's about getting connected. Absolutely. Like what you're doing, spreading the good word, doing different ways of getting it out there.
Yeah. And so you said right now it's about the price of a first class ticket. And as more and more find out about it, I imagine the price will end up going down. At least I would think so.
I hope so. That's our goal.
That's awesome. And so I was going to ask you, but it seemed like you already answered the question. Are you just national or international? And it sounds like you're an international airline.
We are global. We have members, like I said, in over 181 countries, and building and expanding. Our goal is to be everywhere and be able to be supporting everybody. So that this idea that we're all the censored minority will really show that we've just been the silenced majority.
Wow. That seems so cool. So I want to share my screen with you. I want to show people your website because it's a great website. And so,
thank you. It's a labor of love of my
that's
team.
Not her website. Let me pull it
We're
up.
We're a global organization, and I've been blessed to have my team come in and help me create these. This my vision using their skill sets. So between our brokers, our customer service people, my team has just been incredible.
So this is a beautiful website. So right here, this is how you become part of the Private Membership Association. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Go into that just a little bit for people who don't understand what that means and what that's all about. Can you go into that really quick?
Yeah, absolutely. So the reason why we decided to do that is keeps us in separate jurisdictions. For those that are unfamiliar with what a PMA, private ministry, or private membership association gives you, it gives you the ability to actually allow and not allow certain people to come into your organization. In addition to that, it allows you to position yourself inside of, at least in the side of the United States, a different tax benefit. And our goal really was to make sure that the FAA wouldn't have reached to us in a way that was going to stifle our travel, because we knew that we were a target. Month one, when I had my business partner, Dolores Cahill, go on James Corbett, we were only an idea. Literally, we launched and we said, hey, Dolores, go on there and talk about it. And we had our Proton mail shut down, our PayPal frozen, and a hit piece came out by the Daily Beast, and we weren't even operational for 30 days yet. So we knew we were over target. So that PMA structure is a very important piece for business owners, especially in the midst of this new trajectory that we're headed towards into November and the new winter. We make sure that we know how to play inside and outside of the regulations of the different foreign bodies that we're all located in. And the PMA structure suited us and many inside the Patriot Movement really well.
Yeah, the PMA structure helped open a lot of businesses. For instance, I know you know Clay Clark too, and he's doing the Reawaken America tour. And one of the speakers on that is Ian Smith. Well, my friend Josh Barnett helped Ian Smith keep his gym open because of the Private Membership Association. And so him and his friend David Jose were able to help open 100 businesses across the United States during the middle of the lockdown, shutdown, close your business. And they were able to help these business owners stay open because it took them out of the public and into the private, where the government has no reach into the private.
Ian made a big splash because we're all from Jersey, and he was one of the first to turn us Jerseyans onto that.
The
mechanics of that. And that's where a lot of our daycare started to switch over. That's where, yeah, we all decided to go that route intentionally to, again, like you said, to be protected, to keep operating.
That's phenomenal. And you know, it's funny about the people in your area in the New York, New Jersey, it's true. They are fleeing that area and they're moving to Florida, and the California people are fleeing California like crazy and they're moving to Arizona. So it's funny about how the shift is. And as long as the mindset's the same, where you want freedom and not government overreach, then we'll welcome you. But please, if you are into big government and you want government control, please stay in California.
Don't come
stay in New York,
it.
Stay in New Jersey. Yeah, don't come change it, because we're all about freedom. Because you thrive in freedom. You don't thrive with tyranny or big government overreach. And another thing you were doing, I don't know if you're still doing this, but we have a mutual friend, April Moss. She was on Project
Homeschool.
Yes. I was just going to say, you did webinars with her about homeschooling. So do you just focus on webinars with homeschooling, or do you do webinars with other things?
We do webinars with other things. So again, my son is 5 and a half, and I'm a fixer by trade. Apparently I want to fix everything, and I'm not waiting for the cavalry. So we started a webinar series with April, our first. And then from there, we advanced into, okay, moms have really figured out the homeschool co-op, so at least they're all getting connected to do it. The next piece was the college. So I launched with, I don't know if you know, Professor Mark Crispin Miller and Professor Rob Williams, Critical Thinking in the Time of COVID was session one. Semester two was Critical Being in the Time of COVID. And I'm so excited and honored to say that this fall, we're going to be launching off of the Psychology of Totalitarianism, written by Matthias Desmet. We're using his book as our core curriculum to focus for the fall. And Matthias will be coming in as a guest speaker on one of our classes.
Wow.
So my goal was to create this online university that will hopefully become a hybrid. And Mark and I and Rob have found a space in Vermont to be our first satellite campus. And my goal is to make satellite campuses around the globe. So this way, when my son decides to go to school, he's not going to what we know for university as we see it now. And by then I have hopefully 11, 12 years to figure it out, get it right. And they'll be everywhere. So he can't complain. He can go to whichever
one. I love that. Susan, you're such a cool person. Like you are conquering the world. I love that about you. And
let's
I'm
be
surprised.
Clear. I put a crazy idea out there to somebody and most of my friends say yes. So I'm building it with a lot of like-minded people. I am not alone. It takes a village.
Yes, that's phenomenal. And you said Vermont. So is that a red state or a blue state?
Ooh, it's nice and purple.
Is it really?
Yeah, there's a lot of places that are way more blue, but Rob is holding it down. And the liberals that are there are awakened and have woken up to, I hate all that terminology. I don't know which ones they're going to use now, but they're aware of what's happened and they're looking for alternate solutions as well. So Rob is a professor up there. Mark is out of New York. He's a beast to be reckoned with himself and they make an amazing team. And I just asked them, will they be willing to come in on this with me? And they said, yes. And from there, they've taken this and 10X'd it. It's been incredible.
Okay. Well, let me explore that a little bit. So how is this school going to be different from the other universities? And in, when you're thinking of it in your mind's eye and you're picturing it, how is this going to be different?
For me, I want to be able to make sure that it's something that is God-centric. I will say that, number one, because I think that we know this is a spiritual warfare. So if you're not recognizing that piece, then this is not the right space for you. You can't be in this fight without having your soul aligned to what's going on. So now my fight's to build. And I hope that by putting the right people around the table, we come to the right decision. I don't think that I know what the right decision is for the college besides not what I just saw.
Like exactly.
Graduated that were out on the streets protesting in a way that I would never allow my child. That's not what I want them to graduate with. So I loved my college. I went to a Jesuit school down in DC. I interned on Capitol Hill. I was a poli sci major. I loved my experience. So I don't want to take that away from my son. But I definitely know that I need to make it better. But that's also, I think, because I was grounded in my Christian Judeo roots. And that's important for me as we go forward, that we at least have that at the center. Everything else, get the right professors and outside thinkers, and something beautiful will come out of that.
I like that too, because I do share the same religious viewpoints as you, and I don't know how you do life without God, because life is so, so hard. And I just realized, if I do things as close as I can, because I'm going to mess up, everyone's going to mess up, but like the way God wants us to live, my life's going to go a lot easier than if I go the opposite way. Not that it's going to be perfect and kumbaya, but I'm just going to have less hurdles to overcome. And so that's, you know, I've just noticed that with people who I love very much, but choose to go their own way versus trying to follow what God asks us to do. And it just seems to me there's just like less hurdles you have to overcome. And so that's good, because what the school has taken away is the critical thinking piece, because it's easier to control people who don't know how to critically think. And that's why they're coming after a lot of, like in Arizona, they just passed a law where they're opening the money. So if, you know, let's say they sent $7,000 to this public school in your neighborhood, the parents can take that $7,000 and go to any school they want, including being a homeschool parent. And so, you know, as a homeschool parent, how much it's expensive to get that curriculum. And so now
that's
this law,
Florida too.
Is it really? Praise God. It's going to be really revolutionizing the education system, because parents have been kind of captured for so long, because private school is expensive. You know, we have a product in Arizona called the Scholarship Tuition Organization. And there's several of them here. And that's been helping parents fund their schooling, which has been great. But now with this new bill, you apply for the money, you get the money, and you take it anywhere you want. Now this is going to build competition, especially with the public school. They've been skating on not having to do any competition because everyone goes to public school. Why? Because
it's
of
the
cost.
Thing in And travel. Okay. Think about your company is saying the same thing. Like you can only travel within these certain means, these certain times. It's the same in banking, education. They're all healthcare, health. Like it's the same. Everything needs to be burnt down.
And rebuilt 100%. That's why I'm so grateful for these doctors, you know, these frontline doctors that we've been able to meet, you and I, because I think so too. It needs to be all burnt down and rebuilt because only a small group of people been controlling
everything. I have to give a small shout out to my big fans though, that I'm a big fan of, for the OGs, I call them, in the movement for us, for medical freedom, the Ten Pennies, the Larry Pilevskis, Christiane Northrup, you know, all of those that have been standing out, Paul, Thomas, they've been standing out on this issue since I was a new mom 5 years ago, way prior to the pandemic, talking about medical tyranny. Mm-hmm. And so I love that there's the new doctors that have stood up on this in this 2021 fight. I will say that there's been a lot, Bronstein, Ricola, I mean, they've been around for a very long time, guys. They've been saying this. We've been saying this. The mother of children that have had a vaccine injury have said it's real and it's not rare. And we're finally getting a stage and grabbing the microphone away from the safe and effective narrative saying, please examine all of them. I say to everyone, risk the relationship. I wish someone had with me. I didn't know what I didn't know. And now that I know, I'll always do better. But this is our time to make sure that, again, building together, but oversharing, be awkward. You never know. Awkward never kills anyone. And this is the time that if you find your like-minded people that are God-centric, that understand that this is why we were here, this is the time we were built on, and not run from it, you'll find some joy again in living in this crazy time.
Yeah.
I find it way more fun.
Honestly, 2020 opened my eyes a lot to the COVID, the vaccine injured, and I was hearing about it and I didn't know what to believe. I'm going to my pediatrician. I'm like, there's these people out here saying these aren't safe. And I don't know what the truth is. And he's like, no, our studies are debunking everything these people are saying. And I'm like, well, did you give the vaccines to your kids? And they're like, of course we did. And so, like, you know, normal citizens, they're just so busy with life, working, taking care of the family, that spending time in a scientific study was just not something that they had the time to do. And they thought, well, if my pediatrician's telling me it's safe and they said the studies debunked this, then it must be safe. And so I was in this limbo. Like, I didn't know which way to go. I didn't know which way to believe. And now I'm like, okay, I see it clear as day now. And thank God Clay Clark's had these people on a stage. And what is that doctor's name? He was a doctor and now he's a filmmaker and I can't think of his name. And I think the last name's W. Shoot. I wish I could think of his name off the top of my head.
Mickey Willis?
No, not Mickey. There's another
David
one.
David Martin.
No, not him. There's this doc. He's from England. He was from England. He was a practicing.
Like Eden?
Mm-mm. No, now he's a doctor.
Play this game.
Yes, now we are. I think it starts with like war or something. W. Gosh, now it's going to drive me crazy. I'm going to get off the air. I'm like, the doctor's name. Well, he graduated medical school. He had his practice doing pediatric work. And parents were coming up to him and saying, I think my kid got vaccine injured. And he wasn't one of the doctors to just fluff it off.
Oh,
like,
my gosh.
No.
Okay, talk about OG. You're talking about Andy Wakefield.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about. Wakefield. Andy Wakefield.
Yeah,
thank you.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. We got it. Andy, I'm so grateful for you because I'm going to be so mad.
No,
yes, he is the OG.
He is the reason that. Yes, he is the old guard. He, you know, with the National Vaccine Information Center, NVIC, Andy really sounded the alarm of something's not right here. And what I will say to everybody, you know, choice is one thing and we all need to protect it, but information is another. And so we're seeing, like I said, being censored and being silenced. We've coined the phrase, you know, how you say Google it. Well, they've been Wakefielded. Is inside of our medical freedom movement, meaning that they've been gaslit, criminalized, just all the slander every which way to Sunday. And yet he's still here and he's still out there and he's an amazing man doing great things. And this is the type of thing that, to your point, the Clay Stage and your podcast is bringing to people that have never heard this information before, didn't know that there was somewhere else to turn. You know, if you're not vaccinated, what do you do? If you're not vaccinated, how do you travel? If you're not vaccinated, how do you go to school? If you're not vaccinated, how do you get a job? There's a lot of things that in 2020, in 2030, the agenda where they're coming after adults,
yes,
we're seeing really start to take shape now with the monkeypox, the next wash, rinse, and repeat, whatever the new pandemic's going to be. So I would suggest everyone look up some of those names that we mentioned here and just take a minute, because it's out there and it won't take you that long to get this information. Mm-hmm. It won't take you that long to find it. You just need to get connected to it so you are informed to make the right choice for your family based on real information.
Yes. And also what I liked about Robert Kennedy, he was a Kennedy. His families were Democrat. You know what I mean? He was also trying to blow the whistle on the vaccine injuries. And I'm grateful for him because he made a big splash with the people and his book, and I have his book. And I'm grateful for him to bring that information, because if, you know, his uncle was the president of the United States and he's saying this stuff. So you have these pediatricians like Andy Wakefield and all these Tenpenny and all these other physicians and scientists. And then you have someone who's on the political spectrum, who's very well known. His family's like royalty in America. He's telling you this. I mean, it's not a conspiracy theory anymore. It's reality. And so when I met you, I thought, wow, this lady's so cool, because you gave us the opportunity. You opened a door. Now, you know, we might have to save a little extra money to take a flight with you, but I think it's worth it if we can fly in freedom and not worry about, see, here's the thing. You know, I experienced this during COVID, trying to get my family over here to bury my dad. He didn't die of COVID, but I say he died kind of from COVID, only because I feel like the doctors were so blinded. If it wasn't COVID, they didn't know what, you know what, like, it's just like all their medical knowledge went out the window.
Whitewashed everywhere. Yes.
Yes. And so these people were experts in transplants and, you know, just kind of became like, well, it's not COVID, so I don't know what to do with you. Like, that's my experience. That's my experience. So it was hard to get family over here during that time, because some countries are totally locked down. So let me talk about that for a minute. If a country is requiring the vaccine, are we still able to travel with your airlines without the vaccine?
That's the really reason I'm here. Nothing has stopped me. I'm going to tell you, I started traveling and moving people in 2021 in the midst of all the lockdowns, in the midst of the hellish nightmare of the slave passport, the 16 different tests. We have thoughtful ways into every country.
That's fantastic.
So leave it at that.
Okay, yeah, we don't want, yes.
We share that, obviously. This is information, and we have successfully moved people lawfully since 2021. I will not stop. I'm a middle child, so not an answer.
I love that. So you have all kinds of webinars, and we can access that through your website. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am. Everyone should just come over to freedomtravelalliance.com. At least subscribe. We really would love to see membership grow in the midst of this, so we can show the world what it looks like to be the alternate in travel. Get connected, and weekly we send out our newsletters. We'll send out a news flash if we have a big trip coming up or an empty leg. So yeah, come on in. Once a month we run our webinars where we give updates of what's going on in the world, what's going on with us. But our last webinar that we just did, this are different interviews that I've done with all different types of people that I would suggest you take a listen to. It's definitely worth getting to know the people that we're building our freedoms with and why each one of us. That one there on the left with Hannah Maria, we were both in Mexico, and Vice did a hit piece on us. So we went in and decided to have a little conversation about that. You guys, for Mads Pavic, he led over there on the right, he led the the inside of Copenhagen, the pots and pans, the first pots and pans protest. I think we all heard about that and saw them outside of Parliament until they caved, Parliament caved. They just showed up with pots and pans. And his interview is just amazing. I'm lucky enough to have a conversation with all of these great different movers and shakers from around the world that are doing different things, that I bring them here to our community so they can hear about it. Similar to what you're doing, Amber, smaller scale, in that our discussions are specifically focused on solutions or something that is that they can grab, be tangible, and use in their everyday life.
Now, I want to ask you about this membership. So does everybody in the family need to get a membership, or is it
no?
Good
so the silver is a family, for the family of four plus. If so, if your family is six, your silver membership works. So the individual is at your
the bronze,
correct.
So if you're a single man or woman and you want to get in on this private membership association, you can grab that. But someone like me who has a family of four, a silver or a gold membership is probably what we want to do. Okay, that makes sense. And is this right here how we get on your newsletter under latest news, or how do we get into that if we want to get onto your newsletter to get some information, how do we do that?
So you can just subscribe and or better yet, you can always just get latest news and log in on the right-hand side. You subscribe. But guys, take this email address down. hello@freedomtravelalliance.com. We get a lot of people that ask us questions specific to their countries. And because the laws change daily, it's really hard for us to constantly have inside the members lounge all of that updated. It's easier to have a one-off conversation with us and my membership team.
Is your membership an annual thing, monthly thing? How does that work?
It's annual. Yep. Okay. So it's annual. It's once a year. Yeah. So we're hoping that you decide that, you know, for $100 at an individual, that's about $8 a month, a little less than a Starbucks, you'd be willing to come in and show the world what it looks like to say no to mandates, no to tyranny inside of travel, and that our inalienable rights to movement and bodily autonomy is something that we're going to work to always maintain and strive to expand in the future.
So you can also get to Freedom Travel Alliance from my website. If you go to the AmberMayShow.com, you go under resources and you go under Patriot Businesses. There is a link right there where you can just click and get straight to Susan's website. So I wanted to highlight, because I want to do the same thing like you. As soon as I find out of a Patriot business owner, then I reach out to them and find out, hey, can I, you know, have your logo on my website? That way we all support each other and know where to spend our money. You know, that's why I my promos,
circular economy.
That's exactly right. We need to spend money with each other. And that's one thing I like about my advertisers. They offer a discount to all of my viewers and all my listeners, and they're Patriot owned businesses. I'm not gonna have someone from, you know, a non-Patriot, you know, come on my show and advertise. No. So we're supporting each other, and we're voting with our wallet. And that's probably one of the most important ways to vote. So if you want to vote with your wallet and support Susan, she has big dreams and big goals, go over there to Freedom Travel Alliance and then sign up for her newsletter. That way, you know, when the next webinar is going to be, and join her membership association. That way we can travel in a luxurious way like the other side does, but supporting freedom and patriotism in our country. And so I'm excited. Susan, I don't know, is there anything you'd like to add that I might have missed about your company or about you or about something you wanted to share?
I would just say it takes all of us to build the ARC 2.0. And so while I may be doing this and liking and sharing and posting, feels like you're doing something. I wasn't born with a super cape, a hero, you know, I wasn't tapped on the shoulder. I just woke up one day knowing that out of my fear and my love for my son, this is something I needed to do. I needed to make some change. And my fight was the build. So I would implore everyone to do something each day that is that build, find your community, because it seems less stressful and more joyful. And in the midst of that will be God. So thank you for having me on to share that message and talk to everybody here. And I cannot wait to have a party in the sky with everybody.
That will be so fun. See, us patriots, we're going to build a better world. So all of us American first people, you know, get activated, do your part. You have time, talent, and treasure that God put in you. And by you activating your time, talent, and treasure, you're going to make this world a better place. Because I like what you said. We got to tear down the old way. It's not working. It's enslavement. And let's build another world that's best, that's made on freedom and godly principles. So thank you, Susan, for joining us today on the AMRMA Show.
Thank you for having me.
Appreciate you very much.
Thanks so much.
Hey, welcome to the AMRMA Show. I just got an Infinity box right here, and I thought I'd open it right in front of you because this is what I've been talking about in the last few of my shows. I've been talking about a product that I ordered to help burn fat, but also help with my skin issues. And now that I'm almost 40, I'm starting to get wrinkles in places that I've never gotten wrinkles before. And women, let's be real, under the eye is the worst part for women where they start getting wrinkles. And then their hands, the back of their hands, because a woman's hands tells her age. And so what I got is I got this packet. This specific one is for fat burning and for your skin. So if you have skin issues, maybe you have a scar, maybe you have wrinkles, whatever that skin issue is, I got this packet. And it came in a box, and then it comes like with this packet right here. So here's this oil that you're going to use. Let me open it up. I'm opening it up right in front of you guys. So this is kind of exciting. This is new to me. I found it through a fellow podcaster. I love Doug Melling. He's awesome. So this is called the Muscadine Seed Oil. It's from Infinity. And what you can do is before your meal, you're going to take a few drops in your dropper. So you'll just open this up. And put, see this dropper right here? You're gonna put that in your mouth, and that's before a meal, and it's going to block any fat that you might have to deal with. And let's be real, the older you get, the more fat you have to deal with. Ugh. So, fat burner right here. And then what you do is, in your nighttime routine, do your nighttime routine, whatever that looks like for you, and then put a few drops on your hands, and then put it all over your face. And so that's going to help with all your skin issues, make you look younger, make your face glow. If you have like scarring, acne, whatever that is, this is like a 2-in-1 product. And then use it on the back of your hands. That's what I plan on doing too, because my age is starting to show in the back of my hand. And then we have the supplement. Supplement's gonna help with all like your health issues that you might have, or to help make sure you don't have health issues. So this is gonna be good for overall for your body. This is like a great supplement for overall health in your body. And so you're gonna take that too. So that's what I got in my box. Now get this, because they partnered with the AMRMA Show, you're getting a massive discount. If you go to timelesspack.com, let me make sure I got that right, timelesspack.com, use promo code AMRMAY, one word, you're going to get almost half off. This package is over $200, and you're going to get almost half off, so the savings going directly onto you. Now, I'm also on a weight loss journey, and so if you're like me, and not only do you want to make sure you look healthy and you look young, like, come on, do any of us really want to look old? No, we want to keep that youthful appearance as long as possible. So if you want your youthful appearance, you're going to get the Timeless Pack. But if you also are looking to lose weight this season or this year or right now, maybe summer's coming, ladies. Summer's coming, men. We can get rid of that belly. So they have all kinds of starter packs to help with your weight loss goals. So if you want to get that starter pack, the links are going to be in the description for both the Timeless Pack and the weight loss package. There's like weight loss coffee. Can you go wrong with weight loss coffee? The shakes, I am told, are phenomenal. I cannot wait to get my hands on them. That's going to be like my next order I place. If you want the weight loss packet, all you have to go is amramay.myinfinity.com. Again, the links are going to be in the description. That's amramay.myinfinity.com. So let's look and feel our best. Let's lower our weight. That way we can lower the chance of getting diabetes, heart attacks, strokes, whatever that is. Let's just feel our best. Let's get that energy going. And you can get all those right there at amramay.myinfinity.com. Get your Timeless Pack so you can get your
you know, bust that fat, you know, get rid of that fat by taking some drops of this, and then keep your skin looking so beautiful. So I am excited to try this at night. I could not wait to get my box, so I got it today. And you can get this at thetimelesspack.com, promo code AmberVay. Well, hey, I can't wait to see you on the next episode. Please like, share, and subscribe. Always, always like, share, and subscribe. Join me on Telegram at The Amber May Show. I'd love to sit and chat with you there. And then visit me on the web at theambermayshow.com. I will see you on the next episode.
We all like to support veterans and veteran businesses, so I want you to check out thecommandersartist.com. His artwork is phenomenal, very patriotic. I think you're gonna like it. And when you're at thecommandersartist.com, if you use my name, Amber, you're gonna save some money at checkout. So you could support a veteran-owned business that also supports the Amber May Show, and you get a discount at the same time. It's a win-win situation for everybody. General Flynn loves him, and he's a great friend to me. So visit thecommandersartist.com today, use promo code Amber, and save some money at checkout.